Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider, and we're doing this a little different this time. I've got my new co-host, or returning co-host, Mackenzie with us. Mackenzie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and we're using Riverside today. So
I've never used this.
Yeah, so it's real handy because you can actually see each other. It does a double ender recording, so it's a master on your side, a master on my side, and then supposedly, well, this is the way it works. When we're done, you can actually see it on the sidebar. It shows how much of a percentage of your media is uploading, and then when we finish here, then what will happen is it'll give me two downloads, and I'm recording as a backup as well, and then I can send those over to Kate. But if for a regular podcaster, they can just take these double-ender recordings and drop them into their editing software, and they have two master files. So as a reminder, Riverside is a partner of ours at Blueberry. You can save some big money. It's on our partners page. Maybe we can link to that in the show notes today.
Oh, I definitely will. Yeah, this is a very nice perk. This is going well, and nice to know that we're working with them as well.
Yep. So Mike's out this week. So Mackenzie came into the office on a we only do one day a week in the office right now. Yeah. So Mackenzie came in on a I guess what is a COVID exemption day or whatever we call it when we come
in. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of a nothing day of it's up in the air who will be here.
Yeah.
If anyone.
Yep, at all. But we've got regular news for you today. Got best practice. We got blueberry news. We've got a blueberry pro tip, which is actually kind of linked to something we're going to talk about in the news. No interview.
Yeah, definitely.
And we have a question of the week. This first one, you know, I kind of laughed when I read this because everyone's looking for a headline these days, and sometimes you wonder if someone's paid to post something. But
this seemed most definitely clickbait, and the intention of clickbait is to get people to talk about it. However, I would like to refute the clickbait claim is what we're getting to.
And let's just preface this before we get into it. Every show is different. My tech show doesn't have anybody listening on Spotify, whereas someone that might do a fan fiction or mystery murder, or they may have a huge audience on Spotify. So it really, you know, depends on the type of content often. But an analyst contends that Spotify is close to Apple in the number of podcast users. Now, they said users, not percentage, but
okay, so it went back to 2019 as well with a different study saying that there's more Spotify users for podcast listeners in South America and Europe.
Which might be true.
And that goes back to what, that I would slightly understand. Just in general, this claim that Spotify has, it says it's close to overtaking Apple Podcasts in number of users. That is just...
Well, if we think about globally, and we're lucky enough to have a global look at podcasts in our in our stat system. And again, Brazil is heavy in our stat system, Mexico, the UK, Spain, those are heavy markets for us, Germany. So it's not all English-speaking countries, obviously, because Brazil is Portuguese, primary language. So in not everyone in those countries can afford a Apple device. So they are they're on Android. And so Android devices run from very inexpensive all the way up to, you know, I think the Samsung S20 is like $1,300 now. And so it runs the full gambit. And so we understand it.
As far as I know, Android is more popular everywhere else over Apple except America.
I think,
and even America, I believe, is like 50-50 for the most part.
So that's true. And so that means that Spotify will have a bigger reach than Apple in those areas, largely because it's just more Android proliferation. But Google Podcasts is still out there making inroads. But, you know, some companies will say 15, 17, 20, 25%. We really, you know, when we look at the data, and again, our data might be skewed because of the type of list podcasters we have. So mm-hmm. that could weigh into it a little bit. We're 8, 9, 10% globally for Spotify on average. So,
and Apple is nowhere near that number.
No, and to be fair, Apple has shrunk, not in size, but in percentage, because who we have now, we've got Google Podcasts, we've got Amazon, yeah. we've got Pandora, we've got all these groups mm-hmm. that are taking a little chunk here and there. Even though mm-hmm. Amazon is less than 1%, it's still a little bit that it takes away. So mm-hmm. ultimately, in my opinion, Apple is still by far the largest. Apple Podcasts and Apple devices are the largest consumption of podcasts to date. But there's room for everyone else, and they're growing the audience. Let's just say that Spotify's bringing new listeners in, so we won't contend that's a misnomer. But I don't.
No, I like that fact.
Yeah, me too. And I don't think that there's going to be more. Maybe over time, maybe there'll be more Spotify users listening to podcasts. But I don't know. I just don't think until the rest of the world catches up, and we hope they do. You look at the right. growth in India and all the places where spoken word is growing explosively. I mean, in fact, I had a call with someone from Nigeria this week. They're bringing podcasts to an app in Nigeria. Of course, English is the main language spoken in Nigeria, but mm-hmm. they've got, you know, they have different, there's a different music vibe down there. So, so they've got a different podcast vibe. So I think mm-hmm. that as the world starts to really kind of expand, then that number's up for grabs. But for now, Apple, I think, is still king, and I don't want to bash the article too bad, but I think that we're glad Spotify's here and bringing new listeners. I think that's the end of that. I don't know. Any other thoughts on your part?
Whenever you read a headline, just be very careful. Yeah. Perhaps actually read the article as well.
Yeah, and some people will want to put all their cards and say, oh, go listen on Spotify, where they need really to be saying, listen where you listen to content. Because you don't have to listen to podcasts on Apple or Apple Podcasts mm-hmm. or you can use there's lots of, you listen primarily where you listen, you're a Spotify listener, right?
I listen to all of my music for the most part on Spotify. However, all of my podcasts I still do in Apple Podcasts on my phone.
Okay, so a lot of people that listen to music on Spotify have also switched to listening to their podcasts on Spotify. So
I know many who have, yes.
So we don't want to discount that audience at all. You know, mm-hmm. because they're very valuable listeners to all of us. But anyway, I think it all depends on the show. But don't worry. I don't think Spotify's close to Apple in the number of podcast users, at least yet. But there is another article, and I really haven't seen this. Maybe you read the piece, but it's a starter course designed for journalists looking to enter into podcasting. What did you have a chance to look at this story?
Yeah, so it came from, it's coming from the Knight Center, which is a journalism organization, and they're just doing a course for, I believe, $95 to really, really figure out how to get into podcasting as a journalist, because it is utilized so heavily, especially in the past couple of years, and that there is, you know, that transition there of some people are easy, can easily jump into it and do well, and then others really have to learn how to move into spoken word as opposed to written. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what they're going to include in this course. However, it just, you know, is relevant.
Right. Well, that's good. And I think that when you have a journalist that is actually speaking something versus writing it, don't you think that they mm-hmm. Aren't they going to be more cognizant of being accurate? But
I would hope so.
Because
Or
are we going to see more personalization? It's interesting how journalism has changed. Of course, if you look at, you know, mainstream media, it's more entertainment than it is, you know, true hardcore investigative journalism.
You mentioned that, and that is something that I hope something like this would factor in to say, like, don't take this case and glamorize it and to some extent fetishize it and turning it into entertainment, as opposed to if you were still doing this as an article, as a piece for your newspaper, for whatever you write for, you might have a very different tone and way that you go about this.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see as journalists start doing more podcasts how the tone is. And and then, you know, because it's easier to be behind the keyboard than it is to be behind the mic. I always said keyboard warriors, right? And I'm not going to apply that to journalists, but a lot of bloggers are keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
And but when you have to put your face or your voice in front of something, well, it changes a little bit. So we'll see. Be interesting to get a lay eyes. If anybody has any eyes on that course, we'd love to hear what's in it.
Yeah. If anyone actually takes it, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, for sure.
How it went.
So AfroPodFest, the Road to Africa Podcast Day 2022. So this is an event being held?
Yeah. So I believe it's all online. Of, you know, virtual events. They did one earlier this year, I believe in January, and then maybe in May as well. And I think they're wrapping up 2021 with this and then going to start up again in 2022. But it's to me, is reminding me of International Podcast Day celebration type vibe, of just trying to, you know, make it known, get more people interested for any podcasters in Africa.
Speaking of International Podcast Day, we're only 7 days away from that.
That we are.
So we haven't even thought about what we're going to do special for next week, but I'm sure we'll pull something together.
Absolutely, we will. I mean, it's not exactly the same that it's been done in the past couple of years, but we're definitely going to do something.
So you can go over to internationalpodcastday.com, look at that, and you celebrate International Podcast Day with us. Do something special with your show or a group of folks. Maybe get together and celebrate, or even just go out and have a beer or two with fellow podcasters.
That one sounds good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So
it definitely does.
The AMBYs, once again, are open for entries at theambys.awardsengine.com.
Okay, let's open this link. Okay, the AMBYs, correct me if I'm wrong, are associated to the Academy.
Yeah, the
podcasters or whatever it's called, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
So they're going, and I think there's an entry fee. Well, last year members was 100, non-members was 150, and they did have an in-person awards event. And they're going to have an in-person awards event again next year. It's going to be at the LA. It's basically Podcast Evolutions, I believe, is where they're going to have it, or in conjunction with.
I did not know that was getting involved. Okay.
So, and hopefully at the same time, they're bringing back the Podcast Hall of Fame. They're being said that they're going to, so maybe they'll be able to piggyback this on that. I don't know. Time will tell, but the AMBYs are open for entries for any podcaster, member or non-member, and it's like the Academy of Awards for podcasting.
Yes, it says here the entry fee for members is 100 and non-members is 175.
Oh, okay, so they raised the non-entry to 175.
All right. Appears so.
Yep.
There's two categories. It's show recognition and talent recognition. Same as.
And they have categories
How you be a member
within. Yeah. So if you have a producer, there's a producer award, there's that type of thing. So it's not just about shows and categories of shows. Our best practice for today is paying for and or obtaining podcast art. Oh, this can be a bone of contention article.
I don't know. I thought of it yesterday when, you know, we were in the office yesterday with, I was here and so was our graphic designer, and I was trying to think of a best practice, and I was like, you know, if we were going to do a new podcast, or if I wanted to start one of my own, I would reach out to my coworker, our graphic designer, and have him do it.
Right.
I'm sure not going to do it.
That's right. Me neither. I'll draw a stick figure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the extent of my creativity there.
So I think paying for some people run straight to fiber, and I'm just cautioning. I'm not telling you this is not the place to go, but if you do, and there's lots of people over there creating, and some graphics artist people are screaming at me right now, be very, very careful, because oftentimes the album art, unless you get it from someone that's reputable, you may end up with a copyright image.
So you get what you pay for.
You have to be very, very, very careful over there. And just years ago, I had one image. I had an image that I had put on a blog post, and an image within an image, and a little speck of an image inside an image cost me $800, because the image inside the image was copyrighted and you could see enough detail to make it out, and I end up having to pay $800 for a copyright violation. So be careful. And
yeah, for sure.
And so that you don't get that letter from Getty or somebody like that. So Canva is another great tool.
Canva's beautiful, and they really stepped up their game at the beginning of 2020. Because they realized they had to.
Yeah, so I think Canva is a great option. So, and I'm sure there's others out there that people, and my audience has produced content graphics for me, but if you're brand new, you're kind of like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm. And in this age of social media too, personally on Instagram, I follow some art on there and some artists, and they mention things like, commissions for tattoos and stuff like that. This is something that you could definitely ask them as well. It's just, if you are not going to be creating it yourself, just be very careful who you ask.
Yeah, and I think that from the price range can really run from $100 to maybe $300 to get a good, really good piece of album art. But keep in mind, you should be refreshing your album art on a regular basis. So if you have a fan of your show that is good at basically doing graphics, then, you know, sometimes fans will come up with art for you for your show that you can switch out on a regular basis. But
oh yeah, they do beautiful stuff sometimes.
Yeah, got to get that audience going. So anyway, that's our best practice is, just be careful. And if you have any skills, then feel free to do your own. I did my first couple by myself. I found some, went out and bought a font that was kind of unique. And matter of fact, I had trouble years later because they're like, where did you get that font? And it was a weirdo font, but it looked cool for what I was doing. And so, and there's lots of free fonts out there too that will.
You can make your own. I don't know what the program is now, but I think you can easily do it on like an iPad too. Like write your own and then turn it into a whole font. Like you just do the alphabet in capital and then lowercase and then like write a couple things and then it just turns it into this whole font.
My font would be named Chicken Scratch. That's
oh yeah, so mine. It would basically be called like Father Point Two, like mine looks exactly like my dad's handwriting.
Yeah, I get to a point now where I just sign credit cards almost with a straight line. It's just kind of like a wiggle.
Yep, my name's too long in the first place.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's what we have for best practice. We do have some great news coming from Blueberry, and we've been talking about it on the blog, a press release. You all got an email if you're hosting with us. Enhanced hosting plans. So we made some changes to the hosting plans at Blueberry. We hinted at this last week, but Mackenzie, you want to give them a rundown of how we have made their life better as hosting customers at Blueberry?
Yes. So we have renamed and added a new feature. So the hosting plans that are $20 and above are now called advanced plans, and they include our advanced statistics. So those advanced stats that we had for $5 for anyone to add on are now just included in 20 and above and have just been automatically turned on for people. So if you go in there now and you already have hosting with us, you will see beautiful new information.
And not only top of that, what we did is for anyone that is using a well, what is now called a blueberry WordPress site. It was previously known as the PowerPress website, but now it's the Blueberry WordPress website. If you have a, in other words, you have one of our free websites with us and you're on an advanced plan or above, you now can map a domain to that WordPress site without paying the extra money. So
that one's pretty cool too.
Yeah. So that one's included on all the plans, $20 and above. The folks that are on a $12 plan, which is now called Standard, is they are getting a free 30-day trial of Advanced Stats. And anyone that had an Advanced Stats plan, the $5 extra with your $12 plan, you've been grandfathered. You will not lose your Advanced Stats. But anyone that was not on Advanced Stats, that it was on a $12 plan, the only way you can get Advanced Stats is go to 20. But again, we've added the value of giving you Advanced Stats, giving you the ability to map the domain on a website that we have provided you through the Blueberry.
That we manage.
Yeah, and so that is two of the feature changes that we've made this round. We've got more coming, but this is what we've made this round. So to date, just to keep everybody track of where we're going, where we're headed, number one, we've went through the whole website at blueberry.com, completely updated it. Matter of fact, the support stuff is still kind of being touched and worked on, and it will be throughout the rest of the year. We've made new onboarding pages that allows you to onboard literally, we timed someone the other day, like 3 minutes to onboard. To get to the new dashboard. And then obviously the new dashboard is out. So,
and sidebar, I'm a big fan of.
Yep. So all that, all those changes, and then the quick stats view in the dashboard, and the ability to do promotion on a per episode basis with our partners, Audioburst
Headliner.
Yep. So then now we've added, enhanced the plan. We've enhanced it by giving it the $20 level the ability to get Advanced Stats, which was usually additional $5, but now it's included. And we've got the ability to map your domain. So you can kind of see what we're going, what we're doing, what they're really focused on now, the dev team, is the stats. And
this is going to be my favorite by far.
Yes. And the stats work thus far. Everything, they have the first, so it really is going to go kind of in phases. The first piece that we're going to release, and again, we're probably 6 weeks, maybe. I don't know. We'll know how it comes together.
That's hopeful.
The first piece really reworks everything that's currently given to you. That's in the stat. Everything that we've given you, it's beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. I want to show it off, but I can't. It's beautiful. I can't wait to have it turned on. And then the second piece will be new stuff to stats. I think we've got 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Things we've got planned, and it'll really start making sense what we're up to when you see our stat stuff released. And then we've got some other stuff up our sleeve that we've got planned out, but there's a lot of stuff that's coming through the end of the year, probably even into next year. All of it's just, you know, making your life better as a podcaster here. So
one of the reasons why we wanted to release new information for stats as well is because over the years, people look for different types of information. How people consume is different. The ways that we are able to get information on people is different. So while still staying within
GDPR and CCTV,
GDPR, privacy, you know, what is legally allowed and what even we are comfortable releasing, we've been able to figure out different information that we can provide.
That's right.
That we are happy to.
So we're excited about that and excited for you more than anything. And again, if you go over to the Blueberry dashboard, there's a link to a survey. It's just a 3-4 question thing. It's really not even a survey. It's
really easy.
Yeah. You get 5 minutes in and out, and or 3 minutes maybe. Let us know what you think about the new dashboard. We're taking everyone that, Mackenzie, we met and we went through 100 and so.
We were there for
2 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, going through every piece of feedback and debating down the value of that feedback and what, and I think we came up with like 20 things to fix and change and update.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We went in, tried to, you know, troubleshoot whatever issue it was or see exactly what it is that they liked. And we really went through.
And we reached out to many of the people who left comments and say, please clarify where your issue was so we understand where what we have to fix. So your feedback is huge right now for us. And so that we're reading every, it's getting company-wide attention on that feedback form. So definitely.
And that would happen, that'll happen for stats too.
Yeah. Oh, it will. So. It's going to be fun. Well, the first piece, we got feedback on what people want in stats. Now we're building it. Now we're going to see. Yeah, it's going to be cool. But we also got a blog post out on jobs in podcasting you never knew existed. Yes, there was jobs. There are things.
There were good ones in there.
Yeah. So if you're looking, if you've got some podcasting skills already, there might be a job for you.
Yeah, definitely. I would recommend giving that a read. It's by one of our bloggers, Meryl Clemlo. Yeah, Clemlo.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's up on our blog.
All right. Definitely check that out. Also, I'm really excited. This kind of got, I don't know if I was at, I think I was out. And the interns started, what's a better word? Scheming or coming up with a plan? And
good scheming.
It is. And I'm really excited for this. So our interns are working on a podcast. Mm-hmm. So what what was their pitch, Mackenzie?
So it's our two marketing interns that especially the two of us work with on a regular basis. But their show was going to be called Internal Affairs, which I really like.
Me too. I like
but,
it a lot.
It's their pitch is we're here to push our creativity through podcasting and be honest about how hard it is to do so while working. They're beginners and showing the authentic internal view of what it's really like to be a full-time student, marketing intern, and podcaster. Mm-hmm. They'll be taking weekly deep dives into the craft that they are passionate about, such as content creation to guitar playing. So they invite you to come along for the ride as they succeed, fail, and everything in between.
So when is this going to debut? Do we know?
So I asked the other day that question to them, and they said, well, put the that confusion there, and I think they might want to give their first recording a second try.
Oh, well.
So we might be able to do a preview it's
always,
for everyone next episode.
It's always good to have just the raw, well.
I want to encourage them to include clips of the first recording into a second recording and be like, this is technically our first episode,
we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have to, you know, because, you know, I think a lot of podcasters re-record their first one. But it can build paralysis into a process. So I'm going to let them do their thing. And I'm really excited to listen to it. I can't wait. So I'm sure those of you will want to follow along as well. But yeah, we'll feature some of their clips here. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. When it is officially out and ready, you guys will know. Yeah. We'll let you know on here for sure.
Awesome. Well, we do have a blueberry pro tip. And Toby, I actually listened to it before the show. And Toby says, don't worry about Spotify or Apple picking up your episodes if you're doing it the blueberry way. So we're not going to play the tip here. You're going to have to subscribe to the podcast to listen to it if you're watching us live. But we'll do the rest of you, there'll be no pause, but for you live, there'll be a pause and then we'll come back.
Hi there, it's Toby Goodman here from Blueberry Pro Production. And today I woke up to a couple of notices, a notice from Kate, who I work with who linked an article from 9 to 5 Mac. Analyst says Spotify is close to overtaking Apple Podcasts in number of users. This is an article on 9 to 5 Mac from September the 21st. So that's the first thing I woke up to. The second notification was from a client over in Dublin in Ireland, and it was a slightly panicked message saying, although my podcast has been published, it's not showing up in Spotify. And that gets me thinking again about how much control independent podcasters really don't have on what's going on with Apple, what's going on with Spotify. We just don't have control over that stuff, you know. But the good thing was, because she's using Blueberry and she's using the plugins and she's got that podcast on her website, I was able to remind her in a friendly and relieving way, if you like, that it was okay. She could still go ahead and announce the fact that the podcast was live because it's living on her website in a blog that was built specifically for her podcast, which is brilliant. So she doesn't have to wait. She was under the illusion that she had to wait for Spotify to pull the podcast before she could officially let them know that it was out. But of course, we don't want her sending people to Spotify. It's going to show up at some point there. We want her, and she wants people going to her website, because after all, she's an independent podcast who's running a business and she's using her podcast to generate business. So as she publishes her podcast and she announces it to the people on her list and the people in her world, she's only really ever pointing them to her website. Where her podcast, by the way, is framed and shown around everything else she does in her business life, in her independent life as a podcaster. So if you're not doing it already, just one more friendly reminder, please, please, please set up your website with a blog role and make sure that you create a separate link for every single episode, which is essentially a blog entry, and make it clear, make it easy. So it's easy to send out a link to your email list and to people and publish on your social media platforms that says, hey, new podcast out. It's at mywebsite.com/podcast/name of episode. And then when the big boys and the big platforms like Spotify and Apple and all that lot have a blip and something goes wrong in the matrix, you don't lose out because you're hosting your content on your website with Blueberry Hosting.
All right, I want to thank Toby for that, and good case study there. It's a really kind of, what he said there was absolutely true. No reason to get worried. No reason to stress out that your show's not everywhere from episode one. Podcasts kind of proliferate now. They kind of, you know,
yeah.
Google Podcast takes a couple of weeks, and Spotify, they want you to have, you know, they're usually pretty quick once your first episode's up, but it really is kind of this thing that you can go from step one by launching that first episode, and episode 10 is going to sound different than episode one anyway, so don't worry about it too much.
You gotta relax a little bit.
Yep. So our question of the week this week looks like it's easy, because Mike, I think Mike threw us a bone because he was going to be out. So I think he just, and this has been asked a couple of times, The question is, does Blueberry support video podcasting? So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is some additional commentary. Files are large. So this show,
there's no getting around that.
Right. For this show, if we were to do, we're right here about 32, 33 minutes with Toby's interview. Mm-hmm. If we were to put that into a video, that would probably be 600 or 700 megs.
Right, I'm looking at this right now, and it's 1080p, and that's too big.
I don't publish my podcast as 1080. I do 720p.
Mm-hmm.
That reduces the size.
Completely fine.
And I also tighten up the frames per second. So even if I do an hour, it's still about a gig. So what do you need there? You're going to need a bigger hosting plan. You're going to probably have to go pro to do video. We have a lot of people doing video. I'm actually, it's kind of weird. Video is making a resurgence right now in podcasting. Now, not everyone's putting them out as a podcast. People are doing YouTube Live or Facebook Live or wherever, and they're leaving them there for consumption. But mm-hmm. some people are now mm-hmm. starting to say, well, I've got it on YouTube. Can I have this in a podcast feed so that people can subscribe to? Yes, you can. But again, the size is the concern. So
always,
if you have a short show, like a 20-minute show, it's a lot easier. You might actually be able to squeeze mm-hmm. that in under one of our largest flat rate plans. But
it's, and especially if you're only doing it, you know, once a week or maybe every 2 weeks or once a month or something like that. But the functionality of our hosting plans absolutely allows yeah. you to do video. It's just a matter of storage constraints sure. on whatever plan you want to get and whatever file you officially want to release.
And I'll say this too, audio you can edit, video is much harder to edit mm-hmm. and you have to be more prepared. I will say video makes you a better podcaster because you have to come to the table more prepared and kind of have an idea what you're going to talk about. Just like this show, we have a planning document every week mm-hmm. that formats us through the show so we can step through and not kind of get caught up. We don't plan what we're going to say, but it's still kind of like the talking points to go through. Just it's made us better. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, if you have a question and you'd like to answer us on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. Of course, you can subscribe or follow the Podcast Help Desk. That's a companion show to this. This is the show where Mike really, he geeks out and I mean, can make your eyes glaze over a little bit. He talks the techie side of podcasting. Again, a deep dive.
He really does.
As a reminder, the best place for support with any Blueberry product or service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or even calls. And it goes the same with marketing, with sales, with support. Mm-hmm. We all are in the same pool. Well, not all of us in the same pool. Support's in support. Marketing's in marketing. But they'll get to one of the team members. So use that blueberry.com/support. You do not need a promo code any longer to get a free trial at Blueberry. Just go to the blueberry.com. And click on the link on the website and you get a free trial. Or if you're an existing customer, there's a new add show button in the sidebar. Add a show, mm-hmm. start a new one, mm-hmm. take you through the same onboarding process. But this week, we're coming from the Blueberry Studios in Columbus and the Auxiliary Blueberry Studio in Michigan. So, and of course, it's produced by our Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. And Kate and Toby and the team always make us sound smarter than we really are. So we do thank them for that. I don't know why we say that, but it just sounds cool.
Because it's, well, there's truth to it. That's for sure.
But as a reminder, you can schedule one-on-one with me. And actually, I had an email come in the other day. Someone listened to the show and didn't know that I could get a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. So email me todd@blueberry.com. We'll get you scheduled for a one-on-one. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Hosting customers only, email mike@blueberry.com. And of course, if you send us a podcast sticker in a self-addressed, in an envelope that has a self-addressed stamp envelope, we'll send you back uh-huh. a blueberry care package. Is it almost easier for you to just send do you fit everything in an envelope?
I have the ability to fit everything into an envelope. I've definitely had some people who I personally know send us stuff. So then sometimes I'll send them
a little extra.
A little something extra that doesn't fit into an envelope. But
we got some really cool swag right now mm-hmm. that if you send us something really special, we might send you really special swag back. Too. So
I would love to repay someone with our cool stuff.
Yeah, we've got some. But anyway, the mailing address is in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. Did I miss anything, mm-hmm. Mackenzie?
I am always looking for podcasters of the month.
Oh.
I have a few that I'm sitting on right now for the next couple months. However, I will always I want to get more people for next year.
So if you have a show that you love or if yours you think is great and you think it would be mm-hmm. considered for our podcaster of the month, Mackenzie's the one that picks them. So
I do.
So she's the person to email Mackenzie@blueberry.com and
yeah,
say, raise your hand, say, check me out. And there's no guarantee she's going to pick you, but
send me a quick email that says, one, that confirms that you're a Blueberry user, but just the elevator pitch or why you think you're worthy, whatever you can do.
We've had some great ones recently. I interviewed one of our podcasters of the month last month. Absolutely was thrilled with the show. I'm subscribed to it now myself. So lots of gems out there, and we want to find all the gems and make sure that all of you know about them as well. So, okay, I think so those of you have been watching, we've been recording today on Riverside, and I'm not going to stop the stream. I'm going to kind of show you what happens if you've been watching live, what happens when we stop the recording on Riverside. So for that matter, those that are listening on to the podcast now, we're going to go away. But those of you that are watching live, you'll be able to see what happens. It's really nothing too fancy. So everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insight.